Is it a lock that the Dolphins are going to shoot for a quarterback?
That's a great question. Is it a lock? I would say no, it's not a lock, because I think the only quarterback to me who, not a lock, but who is like a true blue chipper, who almost surefire going to be a stud in the NFL, is Joe Burrow. And unless the Dolphins are willing to trade up to number one to get him from the Cincinnati Bengals, I can see a scenario very easily where the Dolphins go in a different direction with number five, possibly even trading back, or maybe seeing what's out there at number five. They could select a quarterback at number five, no question about it. But to say it's a lock, not sure I'd go that far.
What do you think they'd be comfy with in terms of trading up if they did have to move up to take a quarterback at two or three? How much would they give up?
I'm not sure they'd be comfortable with giving up a whole lot if it's for two or three, because then you're talking two or Justin Herbert, whoever, however you want to rank them. If you're talking about moving up to one to get Joe Burrow, maybe they'll be more comfortable trading up more. Like, if you remember in the 1983 draft, I'm going way back, but the case applies here anyway. San Diego had three first-round picks, and ironically, they had five along with 20 and 22. And if you watch the ESPN documentary on that draft, it was suggested that the Baltimore Colts, who had the number one pick and the rights to John Elway, basically told the Chargers, you give us your three number one picks, and San Diego said no, and then proceeded to miss the playoffs the next 9 years, and Elway wound up in Denver, where he went to Super Bowls and went to the Hall of Fame.
And then we've also had cases where people have given up a king's ransom to move up, and it's turned into a freaking disaster. The Redskins moving up to get RG3 did not work out.
Correct, but you could say no guts, no glory, right?
Yep.
Here's the thing also, another factor in this is how long have the Dolphins been searching for a franchise quarterback? Been a while. They also have an awful lot of draft capital. They have 14 picks, which is the most of any team in the NFL. Even if they were to give up their three first-round picks, they still have two picks in the second round, and they would still be left with 12 overall. They have two first-round picks next year along with two second-round picks. If any team's in a position to overpay to get somebody they really want, it's the Dolphins.
So let's take Joe Burrow out of the mix, right? Since they're locked in, you know, unless they got all these first-round picks, they're not moving. Who do the Dolphins like better? Because there's been so many different reports on who they like better. Who do you think the Dolphins, if they're taking a quarterback, who do they like better? Do they like Tua Tagovailoa, or do they like Justin Herbert?
There's an awful lot of like buzz out there that they've shifted from Tua to Justin Herbert. The thing was, this new Dolphin regime, since Brian Flores took over last May, it's a lot more tight-lipped than it was. It's very, very not a whole lot leaks out of that organization anymore, I will tell you that. So who do they like better? They know who they like better. I will tell you this. Brian Flores at the scouting combine in Indy mentioned he wants his quarterback to have the it factor. Well, how do you find the it factor? Is it personality? Is it the ability to rise up in big games? If you go by that criteria, then you would think Tua has it over Justin Herbert. But Tua also comes with the nasty injury history, and I understand that he's well recovered, looked great in his workout and all that, but he's got a slight frame and he's been injured quite a bit during his football career, so there's a risk involved there. But if you stay put at five and you don't have to trade up additional assets to get him, it's a lot more palatable than you sacrifice some of your ammunition, draft ammunition, to go up and get him, and there's an injury problem right off the bat.